With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. and Iran are mulling a Pakistan-authored ceasefire proposal. President Trump has given Iran until tomorrow night to open the Strait of Hormuz or face devastating attacks on its infrastructure. Israel says it has killed the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's intelligence chief, while airstrikes pound Tehran.
Israel and the U.S. have carried out a wave of attacks on Iran, killing over 20 people, and Iran responded with missile fire on Israel and its Gulf Arab neighbors. President Donald Trump's deadline for Tehran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz looms as mediators circulated a new ceasefire proposal. Explosions rang out in Tehran and low-flying jets could be heard for hours as the capital was pounded. Thick black smoke rose near the city's Azadi Square after one airstrike hit the grounds of the Sharif University of Technology. Among those killed in Iran was Major General Majid Kademi, the Revolutionary Guard intelligence chief, Iranian state media reports. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
As Israel steps up attacks on Iranian proxies in Lebanon.
The Israeli military's chief of staff this evening said Israel will retain control over a swathe of southern Lebanon until Hezbollah's threat had been removed. This builds on comments from the Israeli defense minister earlier in the week, which said that Israel will retain control, will therefore occupy a large area of southern Lebanon until Hezbollah is no longer a threat. The Israeli military's chief of staff tonight saying that area has become a kill zone for Hezbollah operatives.
The BBC's Daniel DeSimone in Jerusalem. The Artemis II astronauts are racing toward a new distance record on today's moon flyby. Apollo 13's crew currently holds the record for the humans traveling the farthest from the Earth, that record set back in 1970. Dow futures down 58 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham takes on the Pope.
In the response to the U.S.-Israeli offensive against Iran, Pope Leo says that God rejects the prayers of those who make war. Appearing on the Piers Morgan show, Graham disagreed, saying, quote, King David prayed that God would train his hands how to fight his enemies. We know that God does take sides in history. The popular evangelist says while he wants peace all over the world, he believes that there is such a thing as a just war. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in Belarus have passed a bill that would levy punishments on people who promote the LGBT agenda in an echo of legislation adopted in neighboring Russia. The upper house has given final approval for the measure, and it goes next to President Alexander Lukashenko for his expected signature. The bill makes the propaganda of homosexual relations, gender change, refusal to have children, and pedophilia punishable by fines, community labor, and a 15-day arrest. SRN News. Well, this year's Women's March Madness tournament had a Hollywood finish.
UCLA routed South Carolina 79-51 on Sunday to win its first NCAA championship in women's basketball. The near-record lopsided victory completed the Bruins' journey through this year's March Madness that started following a loss to UConn in last season's Final Four. The Bruins ran through their opponents this season with their only loss coming in November. Gabriela Jaquez scored 21 points and Lauren Betts added 14 and 11 rebounds for 37-1 UCLA. Jaquez played in front of her brother Jaime, who plays for the NBA's Miami Heat, and flew in to watch his alma mater win. I'm Gethin Coolball.
The finance ministers from five European Union member states are urging the bloc to introduce a windfall tax on energy companies. This is surging oil and gas prices raise inflation fears. More details, srnnews.com.